Clil. Clil 1. Exercise 1. Page 119.
The phases of the moon. Look up in the sky at night. You can usually see the moon. Sometimes it looks like a big white circle, and sometimes it looks like a tiny crescent. Let's find out why. The moon is 4.5 billion years old. It's about 385,000 kilometers away from the Earth. That sounds like a long way, but in space, it's quite close. Because the moon is close to the Earth keeps it in its orbit. That means the moon goes round and round the Earth. It takes about 29.5 days to go around the Earth once. The moon looks bright in the sky, but it doesn't have its own light. It reflects the light from the sun, but only on the side that faces the sun. The moon appears to change shape because we can't always see the side that the sun is shining on. When the moon is between the Earth and the sun, we can't see it at all. This is a new moon. When the moon is on the other side of the Earth, we can see the whole of the side that faces the sun. This is a full moon. The new moon and the full moon are two phases of the moon. The phases in between, when we can see half of the side that faces the sun, are the first and last quarter. When the moon is bigger than a quarter, we call it a gibbous moon. And when it is smaller, it's a crescent moon. When the moon appears to get bigger every night, we call it waxing. And when it appears to get smaller, we say it is waning. Of course, the moon always stays the same. It doesn't change shape. In fact, it doesn't change at all. There isn't any weather on the moon, and so the surface doesn't change.